welcome to the Allison Tutoring Podcast with, you guessed it, Allison.
Welcome to the Allison Tutoring Audio Blog. This is episode one. Today I'm going to talk to you about test anxiety. First, I'm going to describe what it is and why it happens. And then towards the end, I'm going to give you some awesome tips on how to overcome it. It's probably what I get the most questions on over the last year. With helping students and children. So what exactly is test anxiety? To sum it up, it's basically when a person feels nervous about how he or she will do when performing on something important to them. So a test in school, a piano recital, etc., things like that. And you're probably wondering if you have test anxiety or if your child has test anxiety. So here are a couple of things, a couple of red flags to kind of be on the lookout for. When approached with taking a test: sweating, a pounding heart, rapid breathing, dizziness, nausea, and drawing blanks on a test. So if you answered yes to a few of these, or even all of them, chances are pretty good you've been having a hard time on tests and have test anxiety. The bummer with test anxiety is your grade on your test doesn't really show your skill level or what you know on the subject, but just rather how good you are at taking a test. So you got to get this in check. And the first key to understanding is really what causes it. So there are two different aspects, mental and physical, and I'll go over both of them right now. So mental aspects, the first big one is a lack of preparation. Also a very common topic among incoming students. So a lack of preparation is basically when a student has procrastinated because of avoiding a hard or an uninteresting topic or assignment. They don't want to do it, so they just keep putting it off. So then it gets closer and closer, the clock is ticking louder, and there's no time to study. Because of the procrastination. And this also leads to the cramming of something, waiting till the last minute, studying makes you even more stressed out. So besides that, you're also worried that you won't know enough. So you've procrastinated, which stresses you out. Then you try to cram and it stresses you out. And then you're worried that you actually don't know enough. All of those things are a lack of preparation. Next mental aspect is a fear of failure. That's when you're really worried about what other people will think about you. Maybe your parent, your teacher, spouse, boss, etc. You are afraid that you will not be able to make someone happy, no matter what you do or what grade you will get. Or if you get anything but perfect, that they will not be satisfied. The other side of that is that you're afraid of letting yourself down. This is especially common with kids who used to get high grades and now experience failure for the first time. This happens sometimes when kids transfer schools and they've been doing very well, and then they've transferred into a school that is either ahead of them in the curriculum or just a different style of teaching. This happens a lot, actually, when kids transfer in and out of private to public, public to private schools. It also happens very often when a kid did very well in elementary school and then moves into middle school. It's just a different system. And I will get into some tips on a different audio blog about a successful transition into a new school, whether it's same grade or up to middle school or even up to high school. All of that makes a difference, and you can approach them a little bit differently. But that often leads to test anxiety as well. There are physical aspects of test anxiety, which will include hormonal, chemical, and muscular changes in the body. It's basically, you probably heard of fight or flight, and that's the fight or flight response to your perceived threat. So it's basically like when you're sitting in a class about to take a test and, you know, you're really nervous and stressed out, you cannot take flight and leave the situation, right? Unfortunately. So your body goes to the other one, the fight mode. And so the effect of these reactions is the interference with your thinking process. So we've gone over if you have test anxiety and kind of a basic idea of what it is, and also the causes, both mental and physical. So now let's get into the most important part of this blog, which is overcoming test anxiety. So now you figured out that you may or may not have test anxiety, but you want to try to see if some of these things can help you out, help you improve your grades on the test, and just an overall more calm and peaceful mood and mode when you're going to take an exam. So since there are both physical and mental aspects problems, then we're going to approach that as how to react to those. Or actually, even better, we'll start with how to prevent them. So the physical aspects of overcoming test anxiety as far as preparation and just prevention would include having a well-balanced diet, which includes vitamins, getting 8 hours of sleep at night, and exercising. You can't believe how important exercise is. It just really gets your endorphins released, so that helps you stay positive. Furthermore, those three things, the diet, sleep, and exercise, will lead you to have more energy to study, but also to be more energetic and even more alert during your test. Then during the test, what you want to do is wear comfortable clothing and make sure you have all, you know, the proper equipment. Make sure you got your pencils and erasers, scratch paper, Scantrons. You don't want to have a little panic attack when your pencil runs out of lead. You need to cut that off before it happens and just have everything set up nicely with backup plans. The other part is the mental aspect, which is a little bit harder. You need to have a study layout plan. When a test is assigned, you need to look at the calendar and figure out what would be the best way to study a little bit each day with enough time to review before the exam. You need to talk to somebody else. You don't want to be alone in this. You can tell a teacher or a parent. Also, you want to have positive thoughts. The negative ones will creep in and you're going to have to push them out. So it's even better when you start out thinking positively. Just tell yourself that you can do this. You've worked hard. You've followed the steps. And now you're just the next logical step is to take the test and we'll just see what happens. Also, you can implement breathing techniques. It's important to come up with a plan before you get into the exam, so you'll know which kind of breathing techniques you want to implement. I will supply a more detailed explanation of how to make a proper study layout plan, some specific ideas as to positive thoughts, and specific breathing techniques to use in a more complete version of this, and in print for you guys too. I'll let you know when that's out. But during the test, if you start experiencing some anxiety, you definitely want to implement the breathing technique. And just one, I'll give you my favorite one right now, as I'm thinking about it. I call it the 1-2-3. So what you want to do is breathe in for 1 second through your nose. Then you hold it for 2 seconds. And then you breathe out your mouth for 3 seconds. In for one, hold for two, and out for three. And you can repeat that maybe 3 times in a row when you're having some anxiety, and then go on. And then if it comes up again, you can try again. That's my favorite one. It's easy to remember, 1-2-3. Also, you need to keep your thoughts positive. You need to have a really accepting attitude, knowing I'm really doing the best I can on this test, and that's what matters. And also, as you come across ones that are super hard, don't get stressed out. You just got to keep moving, really. Do not get stuck on anything. If you don't know it, circle it and just skip it. Come back later, or don't come back to it is fine, too. The last thing you want to do is get stuck on that one and mess up the whole rest of the test because of it. So if you have serious issues, serious anxiety, especially physically, you're going to want to implement a physical relaxation regimen that's really you know, you need to do this over a period of weeks. It's basically an overview would be a simple visualization of yourself being successful. And as you feel yourself tense up, you do specific steps to relax your body. For example, a couple weeks before the test, you would sit down and think about the test, and your heart probably starts racing. And what you want to do is sit down and close your eyes as tightly as you can and hold it for a few seconds, maybe 10 seconds, and then release. And then hunch your shoulders up as far as you can to your neck, hold it really tightly for 10 seconds, and then release. And you're going to continue that all the way down your whole body till you get to your tippy toes, scrunching them up as hard as you can, and then releasing those as well. I'll get into more details with a specific physical regimen as well, and how really to incorporate the visualization, but that's just like a little something to give a try for now. Okay, so unfortunately, test anxiety, I feel, is spreading like wildfire, and it has a lot to do with everything that is expected of the teachers, students, parents to accomplish in such a short amount of time. The standards seem to just keep getting harder and harder, more and more, and the push for really succeeding on standardized testing is just enormous. It's this huge weight on everyone's shoulders. So we need to do our part and recognize that it is actually affecting us and our children. And we need to take steps to prevent this. And since we can't say, hey, my kid's not taking that test, we can't do that, right? We have to take these stupid tests. They have to take them. So all that we can do is come up with solutions for the negative reactions our kids are having or that we are having. So you're going to want to prevent as much as you can, mentally and physically, with the diet, exercise, layout plan, sleep, breathing techniques. And then you're also going to want to have a plan for when this does come up and how you and your child choose to react to it. You need to talk about it, and you need to come up with a specific plan that works for you. You don't need to implement all of these. You need to find some that are right for you. Maybe the diet and exercise is all it needs to get the positive attitude flowing. And then if it does come up in the test, well, then do the 1-2-3 breathing. And if that works for you, fine. That's awesome. That's great. And please feel free to pass this along to all of your friends, mommies and daddies who are stressed out for their kids, or high school students who can listen to this themselves. Just try implementing a few, and hopefully that helps. Like I said, I'll be releasing a more extensive version of all of these once I have them completed, and I'll let you know about that too. Thanks for listening. That'll wrap it up for today. If you didn't come directly from the website, head on over there now, allisontutoring.com, to check out the audio blog show notes and sign up for the newsletter. That way you can get more of these great tips for success in school. Thanks, guys. Until next time.